Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Speaker 1. 5 years ago, my plane from New York to Washington was delayed because one of its screws had come loose. It turned out that a very specific screw had to be taken from a similar plane that was due to land shortly after. An hour passed and we were still waiting to board. Had I decided on the flight scheduled a bit later than mine, I'd have already reached my destination. Instead, for the next hour or so, I listened to frequent updates on the whereabouts of the screw, which only made me more frustrated. Can you believe it? A screw causing a 2-hour delay? Incredible! Was the airport warehouse really unable to provide a spare one? Speaker 2.
Generally, I've experienced delays for the most mundane reasons. Absent passengers, technical issues, and the weather. The only out-of-the-ordinary delay I've had was on a flight from Heathrow to Newark. Headwinds were exceptionally strong, so our flight, which was scheduled for 7 hours, in fact took 9. When we reached our destination, it was late at night, and there were only 3 border control officers to process the passengers. We queued for 2 hours and learned that our luggage was still stuck on the plane because there was nobody to deliver it to the terminal. When I finally reached my hotel, I wanted to make a formal complaint, but then decided it wasn't worth it.
Speaker 3. I was flying from Montego Bay to Montreal last month, and our flight was delayed by over 40 minutes. As soon as we got through security in Montego Bay, the departure boards indicated a delay, but no one could tell us why. When we were finally in the air, the pilot informed us that we had taken off late due to unfavorable weather conditions over parts of Florida. However, the next day I learned that the truth was that one of the candidates running for president had been holding a rally in a Miami airport hangar on the day of our flight, and the local airspace had been temporarily closed for security reasons. Speaker 4.
Last month, I was travelling on a rickety jet to Orange County when suddenly the pilot began to experience breathing problems. We had to land at Omaha, which was the nearest airport, to transport him to hospital. The airline was really apologetic, and once we found ourselves in the arrivals hall, we learned that we could spend a night in a luxurious hotel for free before continuing our journey. But that wasn't the end of the surprises. The following day, they put us on a business class flight to Orange County. Well, maybe they suspected that people would demand compensation for the disruption to their journey and wanted to reduce the risk of that happening.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 1. 5 years ago, my plane from New York to Washington was delayed because one of its screws had come loose. It turned out that a very specific screw had to be taken from a similar plane that was due to land shortly after. An hour passed and we were still waiting to board. Had I decided on the flight scheduled a bit later than mine, I'd have already reached my destination. Instead, for the next hour or so, I listened to frequent updates on the whereabouts of the screw, which only made me more frustrated. Can you believe it? A screw causing a 2-hour delay? Incredible! Was the airport warehouse really unable to provide a spare one? Speaker 2.
Generally, I've experienced delays for the most mundane reasons. Absent passengers, technical issues, and the weather. The only out-of-the-ordinary delay I've had was on a flight from Heathrow to Newark. Headwinds were exceptionally strong, so our flight, which was scheduled for 7 hours, in fact took 9. When we reached our destination, it was late at night, and there were only 3 border control officers to process the passengers. We queued for 2 hours and learned that our luggage was still stuck on the plane because there was nobody to deliver it to the terminal. When I finally reached my hotel, I wanted to make a formal complaint, but then decided it wasn't worth it.
Speaker 3. I was flying from Montego Bay to Montreal last month, and our flight was delayed by over 40 minutes. As soon as we got through security in Montego Bay, the departure boards indicated a delay, but no one could tell us why. When we were finally in the air, the pilot informed us that we had taken off late due to unfavorable weather conditions over parts of Florida. However, the next day I learned that the truth was that one of the candidates running for president had been holding a rally in a Miami airport hangar on the day of our flight, and the local airspace had been temporarily closed for security reasons. Speaker 4.
Last month, I was travelling on a rickety jet to Orange County when suddenly the pilot began to experience breathing problems. We had to land at Omaha, which was the nearest airport, to transport him to hospital. The airline was really apologetic, and once we found ourselves in the arrivals hall, we learned that we could spend a night in a luxurious hotel for free before continuing our journey. But that wasn't the end of the surprises. The following day, they put us on a business class flight to Orange County. Well, maybe they suspected that people would demand compensation for the disruption to their journey and wanted to reduce the risk of that happening.